Zacchaeus met Jesus face to face. I don't know if you can picture it that way yourself. But Zacchaeus leaning over this branch, and Jesus, maybe to his surprise, maybe he thought he would see Jesus above the heads of everybody else walking by, but Jesus coming right underneath so that they're looking eye to eye. This story illustrates what is most important in life and in faith, that we meet Jesus, that we know God through him. In the language that we use in worship, Jesus was and is to come. Or in the words of the theologian Karl Barth, Jesus is the concrete restraint on our confession and all of our practices. This is part or maybe the main fascinating thing that is so unusual about Jesus. What we have in Jesus is a person, a life, a human story. We are not primarily trying to understand Jesus' teaching. We are not primarily trying to understand what Jesus means. We are trying to know Jesus as he was, as he is, and he is to come. This matters on an organizational level as Christians, but it also matters to us personally day by day. We argue through logical arguments that we ought to believe. We encourage intuitive feelings of God's presence. We commend having a good conscience and seeking a sense of what is right and wrong. We uphold habits of prayer, of worship, of going to church, of giving and serving. All of these are important. But right or wrong, righteous or sinner, no matter what name you call yourself, no matter what name you take on, Jesus is alive. And he is the one we must reckon with. All of us. Everything depends on Jesus. Everything circles around him. Everything must pass through him. Again, quoting Karl Barth, or not quoting, but summarizing Karl Barth, whether you are a Muslim, whether you are an atheist, whether you are a Buddhist, and even whether you call yourself a Christian, all have the same position. All religions are equally confronted by Jesus. There may be many ways to Jesus, but God the Son is the only way that God ever has or ever will reveal himself to human beings at any time. Since I was a young man, I have heard Christians lament that the Lord's Prayer is not said in school. And certainly there is power in saying the Lord's Prayer, praying the Lord's Prayer many times every single day. But the danger is that we would say the prayer without ever seeking the one who taught us to pray it. That somehow, and I can picture the man in my eyes, my fellow student, foul-mouthed, hateful, violent, and a binge drinker, angry that those foreigners were making us take the Lord's Prayer out of the church, out of the school. As Christians, Zacchaeus reminds us that we can no longer go about only pursuing and promoting arguments, belief, practices, and morals. We must seek Jesus today. So the question is, have you met Jesus? Do you know him? Zacchaeus met Jesus and he heard Jesus' voice. Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay in your house. I don't know what you would be thinking, but I suspect many of us would immediately think, what state is my house in right now? And of course, the spiritual leaders for 2,000 years have emphasized that it is not just the state of our house that we ought to concern us, whether the toilet has been cleaned recently, whether the floor has been vacuumed, but what Jesus is saying, I must come live within your heart. I must know your thoughts. Are we ready to welcome Jesus into our lives? When Jesus speaks, it is not a question, it is a command. For Jesus Christ was revealed in his life, in his death and resurrection, and in his ascension as Lord. When he speaks, we have a choice to make. Zacchaeus had a choice to make from that tree. Would he listen or not? Zacchaeus, come down. Now from the tree, Zacchaeus could maybe look down on everybody else, couldn't he? And he could keep himself at a safe distance, not having to open himself up to hurt, to rejection, to judgment. And maybe some people were thinking, yeah, bring that man down, that rich man who has, you know, used his power and his wealth to hurt others. Humble him and bring him down. But Jesus only asked Zacchaeus to come down, not to humiliate him, not to crush him, but to invite him to sit at the table with everybody else. Come and join in my table and my celebration. Zacchaeus met Jesus, he heard his voice, because he had put himself in a place where he could meet Jesus, where he could hear his voice. Now Jesus had to choose to come to Zacchaeus and speak to him. It was Jesus' choice to seek Zacchaeus out and to call to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus couldn't control Jesus. Zacchaeus couldn't make Jesus come to him. Zacchaeus couldn't control the timing. Zacchaeus couldn't force Jesus to speak. It's just like our relationships. We can't make someone become our friend. We can't force them to be there when we think we need them. We can't force them to open up. We can't force them how to feel about us. Other people have a choice. And it is grace when someone supports us, when someone cares for us, when someone loves us. It is grace when someone befriends us and makes time for us and listens to us. Now, there are times when a friend or family can seem absent. We may find ourselves wanting or even saying to someone close to us, "Where were you? Why haven't we spoken?" In our more level-headed moments, we remember that our friends and family don't exist for us, for our sakes, to appear when we ask, to speak, or to listen when we choose. In fact, what makes friendship so special is that someone would choose of their own will to be with us, to know us. We know that there has to be something mutual, that we have to listen as well, that we have to choose to make time, even as we give them the freedom to choose for themselves. Now, maybe we expect it to be different with God, that God is different. You know, God has to always be there, and he always has to love, so he should just be there when we command him. It should be like cause and effect. If I do this, God does this. Of course, what is true for friends is even more true with God. God is the only one who is truly free. God is the one who has a will and a purpose. And God chooses the times and ways when we meet God and hear God speak to us, as hard as that is for us at so many points in our lives. So what can we do? The one thing we can do is, like Zacchaeus, at least put ourselves regularly in a place where we might see Jesus, where we might hear his voice. Zacchaeus went to a place where he thought he might see Jesus. He climbed a tree to give him the best possible opportunity to do so. So what place do you go to? And what tree do you climb that you might have just the chance to see Jesus and to hear Jesus speak to you and to call you by name? Now, what are some of our objections? Especially if we're thinking, you know, maybe there's something I should be doing. Maybe there's something new I need to add into my life. But maybe we would say, at my age, Joel, I'm not about to start climbing trees. And if this was a metaphor, I don't need any more broken hips, okay? Or anything. I'm too old to bother with seeking and waiting in the same old ways. And I'm frankly tired of trying. Or I've got too many other things to do. I'm too worn out. I've been climbing this tree for years. Jesus has never come by. Whatever tree it is, keep climbing it every day. We have been given so many tools, so many means by which to know Jesus. As flesh and blood human beings, we need daily habits to see us through all those times where we are busy, where we are tired, where it feels like it's been so long and there's been nothing. We need those daily habits so that we will keep going through those hard times when our feelings don't support us and may even conspire against us. But we can't control when or how Jesus will meet us. We can't make him speak. But perhaps that's what makes it all the more special to know Jesus, that he does choose to come and to call you by name and to know you. Jesus came to make it clear that he, God the Son, is the only one behind all the moments that every human being has ever had where there's that sense that there is something more, that sense of a spiritual connection, that sense that there is someone reaching out. Jesus is always the one through whom God speaks to human beings. No matter what name they give that or how they identify that experience, what we see in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus is that he is the one through whom humanity comes to know God. There is no other mean by which the Creator has ever appeared to people except through the one who is Jesus Christ. And sooner or later, every last one of us is going to meet Jesus face to face. So, by God's grace, we have been given this opportunity today to know Jesus, to spend time with him day after day. We know that he is on his way. We know places that we can go to, trees that we can climb, and from which we can look for him and listen for him. And we do this every day, knowing that every moment we spend with him makes it richer and richer, that our relationship with him grows deeper and deeper, so that on the day that we approach our death, we know with confidence that Jesus is there. And his presence for us will be a comfort and a strength, but also a hope, knowing that we are about to pass through the veil and see Jesus face to face, without any doubt that he is the one who has been calling us all along, without any doubt of his love for us, without any doubt that to meet him will be the greatest joy. Let us keep the story of Zacchaeus in mind and look for Jesus and listen for him every day. Amen.